Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Man, it's been a number of years. Let's see, it'd be 6 or 7 years since I've been to Ellendale. So let's go there now to the beautiful and historic Dickey County Courthouse where Brianna Kaiser is at, NDSU Extension, Dickey County. Hello, Brianna.
Hi, Mick.
And you get to go to the work in the historic courthouse every day, huh?
Yes, I do, and I'm up on the second floor closest to the really, really gorgeous paintings.
Yeah, would you? Now, what are some of those paintings that you have? What are they of?
Depicting pretty much the history of the plains. There's some Native Americans and some of the old cavalry up there and just some of the prairie paintings. They're very, very pretty. I like to look at them every single day.
When I was in Ellendale, I didn't make it up there, so I guess I better come back and visit you one day soon here.
Yeah, you'll have to.
All righty. Hey, what is cooking around the Dickey County area? I assume you, like everybody else, most meetings have gone virtual, including some of the pesticide training?
Yes, they have. And we're actually doing a little bit of a hybrid thing this year. We do have some face-to-face ones coming up for those that prefer face-to-face, and then just easier for that first-time initial testing, and then we do have some that are available virtually for those that either don't feel safe enough or it's just more convenient to do it at home over the computer.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I've discovered here over the winter is that people are somewhat reluctant to go somewhere and get together with others, and others just, hey, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're invincible, so and that's okay, so. Well, you're accommodating everybody. That's good. And I guess the face-to-face, though, pretty important when we're talking about chemicals and safety.
Yes, yes. Talking about kind of a good reminder for those that have been doing it for years of what the safety protocols are, what to do that's really safe, and then a good update on maybe what some of those laws have changed or just a good reminder of what those laws are for those that need to get recertified, and especially for those new ones that aren't aware of the laws.
So do you have dates pinned down yet?
Yes, I do. So starting Wednesday, February 24th, we will have our first general and initial recertification at Grace Lutheran Church over in Oaks. We're going to start registration at 12:30, and the class will start at 1, and it roughly goes about 3 to 4 hours. Our next one is going to be available virtually, and that is Tuesday, March 2nd, working with the North Dakota State Pesticide Office. If you are interested in that one, that's a morning session, so that starts at 9:30. And if you're interested in that, you'll just have to contact the office in order to get registered and get that Zoom link. Our next face-to-face one is going to be another initial and recertification, and that is face-to-face Thursday, March 4th at Fireside Restaurant in Ellendale here. And then we will have Wednesday, March 25th is just a recertification for those that need to get recertified, and that'll be back over at the Grace Lutheran Church in Oaks. And then finally, we do have one more virtual option for those, especially I have a lot of snowbirds in my county, mm-hmm. So they like kind of the later training. So Tuesday, March 30th, again in the morning at 9:30, we're going to have a virtual recertification over Zoom.
All right, March 30th, everybody come back with a tan and get ready to get in the field real quick, huh?
And then we have a little new thing this year is because of COVID, we are requiring pre-registration because there is a limited amount of face-to-face in order to keep everyone safe and have social distancing. So if any of those dates do work, we ask that you call the office to get pre-registered.
Okay, super. All right. Well, thank you for doing all that. It's the function of the extension county agent to put on the pesticide recertification, and it has to be done. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
All righty. Well, other than that, what are farmers calling you up and asking you about?
Oh, not much right now. It's pretty quiet. It's just, again, those trainings. They weren't sure what was going to happen this year. Otherwise, visiting with some. Calving starts around here. I have a long calving season, so some start in December, and I go all the way into late spring. So calving right now has been pretty easy for them with the warmer weather. Cattle are still out on pastures, so there's not as much feeding going on, and doing chores isn't as miserable as most winters are, and the cattle still are able to walk around, get some exercise, and keep a good body condition score because of that, those warmer conditions and weather, except for those in maybe feedlots. there's been a couple of days where it has felt like it's been spring, and we've had quite a bit of mud. So some of the feedlots have a little bit of mud, so that's one of the challenges we've had this winter.
Yeah, well, we make up for that today.
Yeah.
Hey, has the sun come out in Ellendale yet?
Yep, the sun is out, but that wind is still blowing, which keeps it pretty cold out there.
Oh, biting wind chill for sure. So the other question, yeah, the guys hauling grain, diesel is not gelling up this winter, so life is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see people walking around in just a sweatshirt, light sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Doing work.
For a change, for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for the good work you do. How are the cows doing generally? You said some are still out in the cornfield, and feed hasn't been quite as, being fed quite as much?
Yep. So if there is still some crop residue out there. Some of the cattle are still out there. Otherwise, they're closer to home, but they're in pastures closer to home, so they're still able to have some grazing out there and just some supplemental feeds to keep that nutrition up.
You have some new hog barns in the region down there. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. Just a little bit of diversity in the livestock. We have quite a few sheep producers as well, so it's nice to have something that's a little bit more than just cattle.
Yep. Corn, beans, cows. Yeah. Variety is the spice of life, for sure.
Yes.
All righty. Okay, Brianna Kaiser, NDSU Extension, Dickey County. Hey, if anybody has any questions on the pesticide recertification around the Oaks Ellendale area there, how do they get a hold of you?
So you can go ahead and just call our office, which is here at the courthouse. So it's 701-349-3249, extension 2, to get our office. Or you can go ahead and you can email me directly. My email address is a little long, but it's breana.s.kiser.3@ndsu.edu.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, I got it. I wrote it, and I didn't even write it down, so super. We'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of the week, Brianna.
Well, thank you, and it was nice visiting with you.
My pleasure. Thank you for the good work you do.
Yep, have a good day.
You the same. Thank you. All right.